7, 8. Have yourself a tiki Christmas. Oh, why geeky Christmas? Merry geeky Christmas. A daiquiri Christmas. I'm dreaming of a Mai Tai. A picturesque tequila sunrise. My medulla oblongata needs a piña colada. Have yourself a tiki Christmas. Oh, why geeky Christmas? Merry kaliki Christmas. A daiquiri Christmas. No Jack Frost nipping my nose. No frostbite just sanding my toes. Trade Christmas trees for palm trees. Swap nor'easter for a calm breeze. Have yourself a tiki Christmas. Oh, why kiki Christmas? Melly kaliki Christmas. Have a tiki Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, just got that drop the beat.
So it's your left, I'm right.
Yum, yum, yum.
So I'm going to have to figure out how to...
Just put it in mono, bro.
Yeah, put it in mono.
Hey, put it in mono. Hey, put it in mono.
But that kills all our...
What?
I know what to do. Never mind.
What? What are you going to do?
Put it in mono, post it out, and then drag that file into a new thing, because the songs can't be in mono.
No, well, I don't think we're doing any songs today, are we?
Not today, but by the time the show goes up, we probably have a song on it.
Fair enough. However, I would imagine, JD, that when we record songs, we're not going to plug into a Zoom and record songs in your living room, are we?
We'll
go to the Liftmaster, no?
Yeah, I got to get that thing. It's trash. What happened was my wife's business closed the buildings down.
Mm-hmm.
And so... She had a pretty good size office.
Oh, so she started working from home and she took over the Liftmaster?
No. This microphone. I got to get this polished up, man. This thing's going click, 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 click because of this, you know, the shitty connection. But
you got bad wires?
Bad wires. No, yeah, it happens. The XLRs.
You hate to see it, JD. You hate to hear it.
It's just, you know, whatever. This stuff's like sick. 6 years old, 7 years old.
Hey, broadcasting from the top of the world, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. You know, it's all just one ocean. It was man who labeled them different oceans, but it's all just the one big puddle.
Like, where do they not connect? Nova Scotia? Right.
Oh, no, just the Panama Canal. It's only the Panama Canal that connects. Yeah. Other than that, very separate.
Humans are dumb.
Oh, broadcasting from the top of the world. Beautiful visibility today. It's an audio only format. I'm Chris Wilde. He's Jason Hour. You're listening to the Wild Hour. Broadcasting for the first time in 20 and 22 in the year of our Lord. Hey, Jesus Christ. Born on the year zero, or did he die on the year zero? Nobody really knows.
You know, our last posting was 1 year ago, like last week.
1 year ago.
And then before that, it was a year before that.
And that was all Zoom. I haven't been in the same room.
No, we haven't. This is the first time.
Since pre-shamdemic.
Inside a house together. Before, we had a driveway meetup. Remember that?
We did. And one time you left a bag of weed on a back of a tire for me. Because it was COVID.
Oh, my neighbor didn't have to go anywhere because that she would have ruined that.
It was COVID and like I couldn't go to the weed shop.
You needed it.
I needed it.
You were lit up like a tree by your old lady or something. She
yes.
Got on you like a.
And not in the fun way.
No, I don't. Yeah, it's not been fun. I don't want to get into that. That's for Dr. Phil. But I just. Yeah, it's been a hard road, buddy.
It's been a hard 3 years, and I am sick of COVID-19. It's over. Joe Biden went on 60 Minutes and said COVID-19, the pandemic is over.
Oh, is it over?
He said the pandemic is over.
I got, oh, okay, the pandemic portion of this.
But I also, I saw something that even the World Health Organization, which is not like an American thing, it's a global thing, like the ocean we were talking about earlier.
The ocean.
Pandemic's over. Well, they're in the end game.
Now it's monkeypox.
End of days.
Monkeypox, monkeypox, oh monkey, monkeypox.
Monkeypox, a monkeypox, boom, boom.
You don't only catch it from anuses, you know. You can get it from blankets.
What's more fun to catch, chickenpox or monkeypox?
Boom, boom.
Grab your ankles and get some monkeypox, or get monkey itchy pox, and get chickenpox.
Monkeypox. I think we got our song.
Have you ever fucked an animal?
I've never even dated an animal.
I fucked a chicken and a monkey. Both was a great time.
Chum-monkey.
I'll tell you something. It's easier to receive from the monkey than the chicken. Hmm. And I'll tell you who came first, the monkey.
Is he a hard pecker?
Threw it all over the chicken. Which came first, the monkey pox or the chicken pox?
You joke, man, but...
I do, often.
Chicken culture. Chicken and both of them. People do that. They fuck those animals.
Of course.
And sheep.
That's how COVID-19 started. A Chinese guy fucked a bat.
Did you know the bubonic plague? Like, I read about that as well.
I always thought it was bubonic.
I'm from fucking New England, and we say everything right or wrong, depending on what neighborhood. But
bubonic. I like bubonic better.
Bubonic.
I like bubonic better.
Boo.
Sabu. Sabu.
Somebody said boo and got in trouble.
What?
Some news?
Was it a ghost?
No, like somebody. I just, you know, one of those like.
It's all these
hyperbolic lead-ins. Like somebody called somebody boo and is like scolded.
Boo. That's like a term of endearment.
Nah, it's gonna be condescending too. And in an interview, and be like, "Oh, I get you, boo." You know.
Walter Cronkite never called anyone boo.
I can't do a Walter Cronkite.
That was pretty good.
Was it?
I thought that was very good.
I can barely remember him, man. Like,
good night and good luck, Boo. He was here, wasn't he? Wasn't he McGruff the crime dog? Take a bite out of Boo.
Him and fucking the guy from Chicago. That's ring a business, that ring I feel.
Harry
and now coming to the field, Sammy Sosa, Boo.
You look back on your life at this age, and you're like, all my coaches were drunk. All my sportscasters were drunk.
All my teachers were drunk.
All my teachers were drunk.
All my dad was
Mr.
drunk.
Mr. Ballinger, what's in that coffee cup? Oh, you dumbass.
All my dad's was drunk. As I get older,
though. All my friends' dads were drunk.
As I get older, my ETA game is fire. And if I'm not really close to my ETA, I'm upset. I get upset for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I really took my time getting.
Yeah. I apologize for missing the calls.
No, that I you know, I'm very excited. This is like, I'm like a kid on Christmas.
I got a fucking treat for you today.
A treat?
Yeah,
or
a little treat. Yeah,
oh,
I got a
I
treat.
Love treats.
A little treat.
I saw you got Halloween decorations up outside.
Yeah. The old lady's into that fall.
Sure.
She's into
the
like seasonal.
Autumn leaves.
You know, that's the thing, man.
And
we did
sleeves.
Get together today to do an I Hate Christmas song.
Yes.
Right. Well, we'll work it out. It's a nice sleigh bell, by the way. That's a good one. I like it.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? Jason Sweaty.
But, and after you sent me that text about I Hate Christmas, I started to think about it.
Okay.
It's like we all probably do hate Christmas because
it's bullshit.
All Christmas is, is hope.
Hope.
And when Christmas Day comes, you're ready to go box.
Boxing Day.
In Canada. You're done. Dude. You're done with Christmas.
Very rarely is Christmas not a letdown.
Yeah.
Like a massive letdown.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like getting laid. You know, you're like, you're always ready for it. You're so eager for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like,
now I got to clean up.
Yeah. And I just feel lazy.
Right.
And depressed.
Now I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
Now I got to pee.
Yeah.
Now
and
the
I
pee's
can't
going everywhere.
Because my butthole's still going like that.
I'm sorry. What does your butthole do post sex?
It's the same muscle. Like I'm joking.
Like
I'm joking.
Like
it
an
doesn't.
Old car's
no,
horn.
No, it relaxes. It's old. It doesn't do much. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. You got to watch that water pressure, too.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to wash that man right out of your hair.
You didn't even notice the house.
Of course. It's an audio format.
No. There's a video right there.
I understand. No, everything looks great.
It's shooting in 10K.
Everything looks great. You have some sort
of over here. Right, it's over there now.
This looks fantastic. Yeah. The thing that knocks my socks off is the retracting screen door.
Well, look at the floor.
Oh, did you do this?
No, you know what happened?
What?
See that wall behind me?
Yeah.
That wall erupted with water.
Oh, nuts and butts.
And
was it pipes?
Yeah, it was there's a pipe because all the old pipes, the original pipes, are in the floor.
Right, and you don't use pipes anymore.
So when those go bad,
you go all vape pen.
Yeah, it's true. But when those go bad, they just fucking it's like they're done.
Yeah.
You can't fix them.
No.
So then they run a replacement line through your rafters, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do in these 1960s old houses.
Mm-hmm.
So the line goes across
right
down that wall,
mm-hmm.
and it was just leaking.
Did you know?
We didn't know for a long time, dude, because it was like, it took forever for it. It was like it wasn't a slow drip. It was super slow.
We're talking about black mold?
Yeah, all that shit. Mold.
Why asbestos, gotta be black mold?
Asbestos.
It was its worst times.
So they had to rip out that wall. They had to rip out the cabinets in the kitchen.
You hate when they come in and they rip shit.
And, we didn't have our house.
I mean, obviously. No, it's the worst. Look. Now it looks great.
Yeah.
But
nice.
During was horrible.
Be honest, I'd rather just like gone and got like a personal Sal loan and fucking paid for that shit.
But you're a renter. Did the landlord cover it?
Yeah.
Did they jack your rent because of it?
You know, they were kind about their raise because we've been here for what, 4 years almost now?
Yeah.
And they only went up very little.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
like
great.
4 years? Like
I've been at my spot 10 years. They raised my rent twice.
I literally think that. Because the guy is like a super doctor up north.
Okay.
And he's like really the best at what he does.
How far north? North Pole? Santa's workshop?
Yeah, he's like he works on the elves, and
he's a dentist.
But I think he's so like what his career and his life. I mean, I don't think he cares about the money,
right?
That the rent brings in,
right?
I think this is a.
And this is definitely a profit.
It's like a tax write-off relic.
For sure. Oh, there you go. Tax write-off relic.
You know, like, it's just like something that...
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
He invested his money.
I think we'll say he's a gynecologist.
In Jason Auer's family.
For Santa's elves.
Oh, he's an elf gynecologist.
Elf gynecologist.
You got to have really good control with your fingers because those vaginas are very small. Very tiny little elf birth canals.
That's just a wives' tale, bro. Like,
oh, so elves have
notoriously large.
Their vaginas are bigger than normal-sized people's.
Yeah.
That's how Santa hides all those presents
Santa's
in that
elves
sack.
Little and cute, or are they like Tolkien elves?
Well, they're orcs.
Yeah.
And they queef a black sticky oil. I know. That's
like,
why Christmas sucks.
It's like that little dinosaur in Jurassic Park. It shoots out like that.
Hey, tonight on the Wild Hour, we talk about elf queefs. Why isn't it queeves? Wouldn't you, when you pluralize
you.
A queef, it's a queeve. Queefe. Quiffe.
Speaking of queeving.
Have you ever played quiffle ball? A quiffle ball is when you put a wiffle ball bat in your vagina and you swing with your hips. And you got a pitch from your vagina as well.
That's also how you steal a turkey.
North Carolina fucked West Virginia and created a vagina. So listen, Jason, I know we just started the show just practically, but excuse me. I have to go. So
already?
Yeah, I have to go. I have to get going.
Wow, that
so
went quick.
I know. And I know when you're having fun, the time flies by, and we were. But I know it's only been about 5-10 minutes, but
sadly, hey, I have to go. I'm on a clock.
Checked out.
I know. I'm on
it's,
a clock.
It's good to go.
If they're just tuning in, how upset are they?
This wasn't even a show. We were just
barely a show.
We were just meeting to talk about
just a blip. It's like more like a teaser.
Yeah.
But anyway, great to see you. The place looks great, and I'll be back. You know, next time.
All right. Hopefully, I mean, she slept through the whole thing. Boo! Boo!
Well, that was a.
It's me, Queen Elizabeth. I'm the ghost of the Queen, Jason. Now that Chris is gone, I can finally talk to you. Boo! Boo!
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of me?
Nah.
You hate the royals?
Not a fan.
Is it Prince Charles you don't like?
I think you held on because you know how much of a D-bag that guy's going to end up being. But he's not going to live very long.
Chuck third. Chuck three.
It'll be Chuck three.
Chuck three won't live as long as me. Yeah,
he's almost done. Look at him walk.
I had the longest reign in history.
You know who you remind me of? By the way, you know, apologize for the lack of courtesy and pageantry toward you.
No, I appreciate it.
I'm mostly Irish, and fuck you. But
South Ireland. We like Northern Ireland, I think.
Well, yeah, that's weird. But that's the orange one, right? That's the Republic of Ireland? No.
I don't know. It's the one I get to lord over.
Those proddies.
My favorite princess is Princess Di, because she told it like it is.
And she died.
And she did exactly what her name said. But I don't like Kate Middleton. She's a bit in the middle for me. But Meghan Markle, X marks the spot for her. Oh, when she queefs, Skittles come out of her pussy. Boo! I'm haunting the Tower of London simultaneously. It's a simulcast. Did you watch any of the pomp and circumstance?
No. I saw some guy talking about waiting in line. That's it.
Hold on, I want to bring Chris back.
Hey, whoa, I forgot my keys.
Here they are.
The best tweet I saw about the Queen was, I'm going to paraphrase it, but it was like, hey, everybody, get this. I waited 16 hours to see the Queen, and by the time I got there, she was fucking dead. Oh, yeah. Oh, JD's queefing. Oh, queef.
There was a woman, you know, in Paris, you can sell your flat.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call it flat.
Appartement.
What do they call the
flats? Is a British thing. That's not French.
I know, but maybe what's the French word for flat?
Appartement.
La résidence.
Oh, mais oui, maison. Maison is how you say house. And appartement is how you say a flat. Casa's Spanish.
Casa. Yeah, but you know what's weird is the como.
Como.
Is French too. The
como t'appelles tu?
Como se va?
Right, that's like a,
what's
it's
up?
A question.
How
yeah.
How
yeah.
You doing?
What? Com.
But you can sell your residence.
Your French flat.
Your French flat.
Yeah.
I'd like a French flat, two waffles, and a piece of bacon.
Yeah, let me get a French flat, a side of home fries. Coffee as black as Meghan Markle. So not that black.
It's over there with a creamer.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Don't use half and half. It's too on the nose. She is so fucking hot. And I thought Kate Middleton was hot. Good. Absolutely, dude.
Oh, happy.
That's better than a black vice president.
I mean, I got a black princess.
Oh,
Jason got a black princess.
I wonder.
She listens to this.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, folks. I think my wife has darker skin than your wife. If we went.
Oh, yeah.
If we went wife to wife. Just,
I don't know.
Just in a melanin. Melanin off.
I don't know, man.
I think my wife is dark, is a darker brown than yours is. But I don't know. We have to get them side by side. Okay, back to back, ladies.
There's more blues in the hues.
There's more blues in the hues.
But in France, you can sell your flat, right?
Hues guys, yeah.
And then before you die, like way, because they're like shortage of housing.
Right.
You know? And there's a woman over there that sold her flat.
Okay.
People she sold it to died.
Okay. Rude.
Gets her money back. She keeps the deposit. She doesn't, like, if they die, that's it, right?
Oh, so they, I don't understand. It goes back to the previous owner if the previous
owner
is alive?
Yeah, they can, like, they retake the property because the.
Makes no sense.
Because there's no one there. I don't know, but this isn't a fucking.
Oh, okay.
News
so
article.
There was no one there. They didn't sell it to anyone. And there was no next of kin.
Old lady
or something.
Sold it to a person.
Right.
That person died. She got to keep it. She sold it again and outlived that person.
Sheesh.
Like, that's the queen, dude. Like, we should have had. We should have had, like.
This makes no legal sense.
Charles is so angry. Like, he should have been king in, like, 1982.
Remember that 80s show Spinning Image with the puppets?
No.
So there was a Genesis or Phil Collins video with puppets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hated those damn things.
Yes.
Reagan, the Ronald Reagan.
The Ronald Reagan one.
Running down the.
But Prince Charles looks like one of those things.
Yeah, totally. A lot of the royals do. You know, one of them had, you know, that green sleeves? That's about, like, one of the queens had, like, extra little digits growing up in her wrist.
A lot of incest.
Yeah, a lot of Targaryen. Speaking of which, are you watching the new Game of Thrones show?
So what I'm going to do is wait for the last episode of the season and then binge and then watch the last episode in real time so I know what the world is talking about. But I feel like I'm not, I don't think I'm missing that much.
It's good. You know, the
boobs and dragons.
There's a culture out there that's angry about it. I don't know. It's like,
sure. Everybody's upset about something, JD. It's not a turd. Was that a turd?
One of my favorite tweets that I saw out there was like, I'm watching the Rings of
Talking
Power.
Tweets. Go
hey,
on.
Everybody. Welcome to Talking
Talkin'
Tweets.
Talking Tweets. It's Jason Talkin' Howard.
Talking Tweets.
So JD saw a tweet about the Ring of Power, Amazon Prime's new Lord of the Rings show. Cost $250 million to get the rights. Go on, JD. We're talking
tweets. What I liked about the tweet was it said, I'm watching the Rings of Power, and I'm noticing that there's all this racial diversity. So he's like, so I guess like the middle story that we don't have is the Holocaust that occurred between like the
Peter
Rings
Jackson's
of
Lord of the Rings
and then the Lord of the Rings movie because everybody's white in the future.
Everybody's white.
Everybody's white in the future.
That's right.
What did they do?
Do they have black guys? Hobbits? Do they have blobbits?
Everything.
Asian hobbits?
And what really pisses me off the most about the Rings
of Power. Oh, so that pisses you off is all the
diversity? No. No, I don't care about diversity in that.
Of course
not. But I mean, the whole mythology is Germanic, right? Like,
of course.
Tolkien wrote that all from a Northern European perspective. So there's probably a couple black people hanging around, you know? But, like, I don't know where's Africa in Middle Earth. Where's Middle Africa in Middle Earth?
I don't get the reference. I never read the books.
Oh, Middle Earth is where.
No. I know what Middle Earth is. Yeah. Of course.
And, like,
Middle Earth is the setting, right, of the whole thing, or no? Is that just where the Hobbits?
And you know
live?
What? Though, I mean, we don't know. Tolkien could have been a staunch racist.
I mean, I assume he was.
He might have. I mean, he was a linguist. Okay, that's what I was trying to get to. He was a linguist, right?
Linguini.
Bube on
a kind of
linguist. He's a kind of linguist. But
did you say cunning linguist? Sure, let's say that I did.
But what I don't like
panties
about
off,
the Rings of Power.
Ring of Power.
Is the disrespect to the root of what the story was, and he started with language. Right?
So you want more whites?
No. I want them to speak like Middle Earth. I don't want them to be like, yo, what's up, man?
Of course not.
I've got a super cool ring.
Are you watching? Are you watching Ring of Power?
I tried, and the language is off.
No way. Come on. They're not saying.
I'm exaggerating.
Yo, what's up, Gandalf?
I'm exaggerating, but it's very contemporary. Like,
right.
Whereas, like.
They changed. This is true, though. They changed his name to Bill Bro Baggins. It's a little too much.
But, like, the original movies that Peter Jackson did.
Yeah.
Before they turned it up with the Hobbit trilogy.
Oh, the worst.
The Hobbit's just thick. Okay.
Right.
But there and back again, and then it's over. Not a trilogy.
I know.
Like, in the barrel race ride. I couldn't stomach it.
Well, it's very similar to what J.K. Rowling's doing with the Fantastic Beasts. Oh, it's not that she's doing it. Which they made however many bad movies about a textbook at Hogwarts. It makes no fucking sense, J.D. J.K. Rowling, J.R.R. Tolkien, J.D. Auer. You need to write one of these whites-only mythical books.
We joke.
The only black is the magic,
but since our last in-person show, racism's really become a problem.
Hey, it's back.
Yeah. Like, when
here's the deal. I'm going to agree to disagree with you because I think that because the world is under such a powerful microscope and that everyone has a supercomputer and a high-definition camera in their pocket, that the racism that is out there is far more well-documented. But I think overall, it's a much more tolerant planet of other cultures.
Well, I dropped my kid off
at school. Yeah. It's all colors of the rainbow.
In a bubble.
All colors of the rainbow, bro.
And everybody's got a Tesla.
I know that. All those Teslas come in different colors.
Yeah, like the three colors are like
black, yellow, white.
And brown.
There's no browns.
You have black people in your school?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How many?
I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I saw a handful. There's more than two at my kid's school.
My kid and another kid are the only, and my kid doesn't even like show it. You
know, right.
He's very Caucasianly looking.
I thought you were gonna say Cockney. Hello, teacher.
Yeah. He goes. He's like. I put him in a bowler cap.
Jason Auer Jr. I'm a proper black.
More, please.
Can I have some more? Recess.
No, it's very much. There's Indian up here.
Asian.
And Asian, and mostly that's going to be predominantly Chinese and Korean and Japanese, right? Not a lot of Thai, not a lot of other
Asians. Well, China and India. I believe China has 2 billion people.
1.9?
There you go. And India's gaining.
Yeah. All I know is that...
And there's 8 billion people on planet Earth. This is just rough. But there's 2 billion Chinese, almost 2 billion Indians. That's almost 4 billion. One out of two earthlings are Asian from China or India. Right. So one out of two earthlings at your kid's school.
Yeah. Do you know that we are, if you think of where populations are concentrated.
Population.
And the ecology that's going
ecology.
On.
Ecology.
We're like one weather incident away from going down to like 4 billion people again.
Did you see the story that was quote unquote news where it was like California may experience a superstorm that wipes out half of Los Angeles in the next 50 years? Maybe. And it was all over.
There's no maybe. It's going to happen.
I'm sure there's going to be extreme weather and there could be flooding. I just don't think half of LA will be wiped out. Right? Here.
Palm Springs.
Oh, I thought up here on the top would be fine.
No, this would be water too. This is like, look at Portuguese Bend, man. It's all going down into the ocean.
Yeah, but I think you'll be okay.
Nah, I don't think so. I think it's all soft.
Oh, come
on. This isn't a real mountain. This ain't no granite. This is like dirt. This is an anthill. You ever seen how many ants are around?
So this is a house of straw, is what you're saying?
Wood, hay, and stubble.
House of sticks.
At the attorneys of wood, hay, and stubble.
This is not a house of bricks.
Well, there's some bricks.
See?
It's not even a weight-bearing, load-bearing wall.
All right, a lot of the fans who listen to the show,
we have listeners.
A lot of the listeners. Oh, they're not fans?
They're not fans. They're just listeners.
Oh, stop. We're not getting hate listens.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, stop. All right, I'm back on social media, on Twitter, at Chris Wilde, duh. Okay, D-U-H.
Duh.
Chris Wilde, duh. What's your Twitter handle? Chris Wilde, duh. Okay, so I'm back. So if you're a hate listener, by all means, channel your hate towards at Chris Wilde, duh, on Twitter. W-Y-L-D-E.
You've had the most tumultuous
Twitter handle.
Social media, like, relationship. Like,
I'm anti-social media.
You and your social. I just went silent for
social
three
disorder.
Years, though. I haven't done Facebook or anything.
I know. That's why I don't at you in anything because it's a waste of time.
I'm going to send some stuff today.
So here's the thing. The listeners that are out there, A lot of them came from the old show that you used to do called Talking Shit with Jim and Eddie. Mm-hmm. And then that show became Talking Shit with Eddie Ift. Mm-hmm. A lot of the listeners are here because of that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. Supposedly in September, according to Eddie, who just chose that month randomly when I talked to him in March and convinced him to do the show again, by the way. It was all
me. Wake me up when September ends. I totally keyed that badly.
So do you think that September will come and go and there will be a Talking Shit reunion or no?
Buddy, I don't know. I still owe him a return call. It's just like dread talking to him on the phone.
Sure. You know why it's two Fs, right? In Ift? Because when he calls, and he never texts, it's always a call. He doesn't email. He just calls.
Yeah,
it's two Fs because you look down at your phone and you go, ah, for fuck's sake.
F-F. You need an S.
Off. It's just no, the F-F. For fuck's sake. Fuck's sake is one word.
As Ift.
As Ift.
No, he's, I don't know, man.
He's better known as Eddie straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
And he will leave a message.
He does that at least. He does that. He leaves messages.
I think the show will return. I just don't think it'll return in September.
Like spring, you think?
He's got to bug up his butt to do the show again. I went over and I interviewed him on my show, WYLD. And I did an interview at his creek, Eddie's Creek. And I was like, you know, if you just brought the show back and stop with the, you know, no more bingo, whatever. If you brought back Talking Shit with Eddie.
Right.
It would literally be the longest running comedy podcast of all time. Because you guys were on the ground floor.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you wouldn't. And he goes, you know, because his main hang up was advertisers don't want shit in the title. But then Schitt's Creek happened and then a show called Rap Shit. So we're in a different place with shit. Shit's okay. You can say shit on TNT now. So I said, just bring back the show, and you're the longest-running comedy podcast. You've been at it longer than Joe Rogan. You've been at it. Only WTF has gone on longer. Obviously, they've been more consistent. Yeah. But bring it back, man.
Here's a question, though. Do you keep the oldest loaf of bread in the kitchen?
If
throw that shit out?
If it's not a loaf of bread, it's the fucking kitchen, dude. I like throwback refrigerators.
Okay. I just, you know.
You think it's moldy? You think it's a moldy piece of bread, and it should be called Eddie's...
You know,
journey
look,
of sound.
Look, man, I can't speak to the where. I haven't seen production notes. Okay, I don't know what.
Unlike this show,
you have to. Well, we talked.
I got a notebook right here.
We talked about what we were gonna do, and we didn't do any of it.
Oh, like, I disagree.
Okay.
This is the impossible true story of two men's quest to find the ultimate Christmas carol. Searching in their heart for hate.
Okay, you want to play golf?
No, I don't want to play golf.
Do you like golf?
Talking about video game golf?
Are you a golfer?
I've never golfed. I have a bad shoulder, so I just assume I'll be bad at it. And
do you like bowling?
I love bowling, and I love being at bat in baseball. Okay.
Should we just like end the show now?
No, I have a hard out. I have a hard out in 16 minutes. I don't want to play video games.
Not a video game.
Just because I'm the voice of a
there.
Very popular. Oh, we go in. Game. We go into the video game.
You're going into the meta.
Oh yeah, dude. I'll definitely end the show to go inside virtual reality.
I thought so. Yes. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to the Phoenix.
That's right. Rising from the ashes.
The Wild Hour.
Eddie Ift said Talking Shit would return in September, but guess what? Probably won't. The Wild Hour, however, is back.
We're back. This will be up tonight.
No. Short. Why not? I love it, Jason.
Why not? Put it up tonight. Today's what?
Today's?
September 30th.
Tuesday? No, you are way ahead of the
game. No, it's September 30th,
20th.
Right?
Oh, gosh. You're trying to buy yourself time, you dog. Not in front of the Queen's ghost.
Oh, sorry.
I'm materializing.
Your grace.
To go down on you, JD. I no longer have to take my teeth out.
When the Queen was alive, she would take her teeth out.
Did she have falsies?
Of course. 96 years old.
My dad is 84.
Still got his chompers.
He's got all his teeth.
Yeah, but he's a British.
Oh, are you saying they don't have fluoride over there in their water?
I don't think they have flossing. So we're going to go into virtual. We're going to end the audio reality and enter the virtual.
Yes.
The metaverse.
Yes. I'm going to let you use mine.
It was great to be back with you, listeners. We will return hopefully weekly, certainly monthly, definitely bi-monthly, maybe tri-monthly. Come on. We're back, everybody. Wild Hour is back like a phoenix from the ashes. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare do it, JD.
Every year Christmas gets harder to swallow. All it's about is the almighty dollar. I'm in a jingle hell, falla my life. Take the credit card away from wife. Oh, silent night, we should all be so lucky. I hate Christmas, I think it is sucky.